গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারী গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিবর যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যমুনা তীর বনচারী তীর বনচারী যমুনা তীর বনচারী বনচারী জয় রাধা মাধব গদাধর শ্রীবাসাদি গৌরভক্ত বৃন্দ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ জয় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীবাসাদি গৌরভক্ত বৃন্দ Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Hare ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मध्यं ददाति शपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च रूपं साग्रजातं च हगन रघुनाथान्तां तं सुजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगल्लिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः भक्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुतदेवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today is a very special day. It's the disappearance festival of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and I have been asked to speak a few words in his honor, for which I am deeply grateful. New Ramanadi Dham is special because of the presence of so many direct spiritual grand disciples great grand disciples of Bhakti Vinod Thakur and great great grand disciples in our generation. And in a way, we are the dream that he dreamed. And what I have for you today are some words published by him in his lifetime, delineating certain incidents that are not very well known. And so today I wanted to share some passages from letters of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And as you can see, it's a very beautiful and somber atmosphere by nature's arrangement. There is thunder and lightning and rain. In English literature, there is an idea called objective correlative. And objective correlative means, so when the hero and the heroine are romancing, all of the atmosphere is very beautiful and flowery, like you can see. And when it's a sad day, sometimes it's thundering and raining. They even show it in movies sometimes. This is called when there is something happening and even nature responds to the occasion, it's called an objective correlative. So on today's date, a great Mahatma passed away from this world, and as we celebrate, somehow by the grace of Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar, nature is responding. You just saw the thunder. It's very special. The documents that I wish to share with you today were collected with a lot of blood, pain and tears, so to say. I was a graduate student at the University of Chicago, who somehow, by the grace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, ended up writing a dissertation on his vision for the Western world. But I wanted to be sure about every sentence I was writing. It needed to be backed up with solid evidence. And so for years and years and years, I spent time with his direct descendants, disciples of his direct disciples, and collected whatever I could. And two letters struck out. I'm releasing those two letters today for the first time, so it's a special occasion. The last letter is addressed to none other than Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And it's a letter he was writing from his deathbed. And it's a very sweet and special letter. And you may ask why we are doing this in a Bhagavatam class. And first, this is Disappearance Day. But more importantly, Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs us, Bhagavato parogya bhagavato sthane. That means one must understand Srimad Bhagavatam from a living person Bhagavatam. A living person Bhagavatam means somebody who has understood the message of the Bhagavatam, has started living according to it, and has become as good as the book. So the first letter that I have from Thakur says, and I'll read the Bangla and I'll translate for you in English. Sri Sri Godrumo Chandraya Namaha. Obeisances to the moon of Godrum Dweep. 24th March 1914. So how many years is that now? 1914. We are in 2023. So 1914 to 2014 is 100 years. And 2014 to 23 is? 9 years, right? Little more than, so what, 109 years old letters. It says, Bimal. Who is Bimal? Bimala Prasad. So his full name, Bimala Prasad Datta, and later, because of his astronomical achievements, no pun intended, because he was an astronomer, he got the name Siddhanta Saraswati. Saraswati in Sanskrit or Bangla means one who flows smoothly, possessing rasa. So there is a great ancient river called Saraswati River, part of the Sapta Sindhu, seven tributaries of the Indus. It was named Saraswati by the ancient sages because of her pure water and her ability to inspire sacred poetry. And so she is, Sa means with, Rasa, mean, you know what Rasa is, and Vati, one who possesses, Sa Rasa Vati. One who possesses rasa. And sarasa means smooth. That's something that smoothly flows, like a river, like speech, like music. Saraswati, therefore, means one that, the goddess of learning that makes things flow smoothly. So, Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master was known as Siddhanta Saraswati. Because of the way he knew astronomy, he's such a brilliant person. And Srila Prabhupada notes that. My spiritual master was a brilliant mathematician and an astronomer. So he got the name Saraswati, Siddhanta Saraswati, but he wasn't satisfied with it. He said, what's the point of all of this knowledge? He added bhakti before that. Thus he became Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Right? And his father had similarly given himself a name when he had started composing books. Who knows the original pen name of Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Anybody guess? Anybody? It ends with Alankar. Somebody say something? Yes? Kedarnath. Kedarnath was the first name given to him by his family. Datta was the last name. When he grew a little older, he started composing devotional works. He called himself Sachidananda. Premalankara, that was his pen name. He just gave himself that name because he did not want to write with his civil name. He wanted to build a career. So he had another name, a devotional name, he was using to write devotional poetry. Sachidananda, because that described who, you know, the real nature of the soul. And Premalankara, that was his poetic name. Similarly, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Siddhanta Saraswati, somebody gave him, he added bhakti before that. But when father and son were talking, he was writing a letter to Bimal. And in this year, Saraswati Thakur was still in Mayapur because he had taken a vow of chanting 1 billion holy names on the order of his spiritual master. So don't go to Calcutta don't bother yourself with too many career activities. Be here in Mayapur, chant the holy names, your name will be your life will be successful. So that was what he was doing. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, right before his passing, wrote this letter saying, Upojukto shomoye tomar patro ek uttor pailam na. I have not received a letter in response to my letter at an appropriate time. Because mind you, even from his deathbed, he is writing letters to his son. And he is expecting timely responses. And his son is absorbed in chanting the holy names, 1 billion holy names, about 108 kilometers away from where his father is living. Amar iccha chilo, dehottyager purbe, ekbar dham darshan koribo. It was my desire to see the holy dham at least once before I give up this body. Taha durbhagyakrame hoilo na. That unfortunately did not happen. Dham darshan o shuddha vaishnav darshan amar ghotilo na. I wasn't able to see the dham and pure Vaishnavas, right? And I want to pause here and just request you to reflect, meditate on the sweet nature of exchange between a Vaishnava father and son. Think about it. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is an ex-deputy magistrate. That means he has judged a few hundred cases in his life. Everybody knows him across Bengal. The government loves him. And he had to force himself to retire so he could spend his life serving Sriman Mahaprabhu. He had about 14 children. You know, we struggle with 1, 2, 3. 14 children. Going all 14 different directions. Right? And despite having those 14 children, he wrote about 100 volumes of books, either directly or through editing. People would submit stuff to him saying, we composed or found some devotional literature. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur would quickly look through it and say, this is not suitable, and reject it. Or say, oh, this is excellent, and publish it in his journal, teaching Vaishnavas how to find what is bona fide Vaishnava literature. Right? And then he was inspired to write his own, and he would wake up in the middle of the night, put on his kerosene lamp. Those days there were no dictaphones, and he would just write things on paper with pen. Sometimes if one of his children was awake, he would ask them to sit and take dictation. Right. So a lot of the letters that I am reading were written in dictation, recovered from his home. Tajjanno boroi dukher bishoy. Because I could not see the holy dham and see Vaishnavas, as the time to quit my body is coming, I am very morose.
তজ্জন্যই বড় দুঃখের বিষয়। তুমি যদি কোনো শুদ্ধ বৈষ্ণব পাও, দেহান্তরের পূর্বে আমার নিকট পাঠিয়া দিবে।
ইফ ইউ ফাইন্ড এনি পিওর বৈষ্ণবা, প্লিজ সেন্ড দ্যাট পার্সন টু মি বিফোর আই কুইট মাই বডি। অগেন, ওয়েন আই আফটার রিসিভিং দিস লেটার, আই ওয়াজ ওয়ান্ডারিং, ইউ নো, হু ইজ হি টকিং অ্যাবাউট? If you find a pure Vaishnava, please send that person to me. He's actually talking about Bimal. He's talking to his son, about his son, but he's writing in such a way not to make his son proud, but saying, I want to see you. You are in Mayapur, I'm constantly thinking about Mayapur.
but I want to see you. This is a Vaishnava way of saying, I love you. You know, in our generation, in our time, these three words have special currency. Especially on college campuses around February, it has extra special currency. But this is how Vaishnavas say, I love you to one another. Right? They encourage others to become pure and to be engaged in Krishna consciousness and to engage on a platform of Krishna consciousness in a loving way. ভালো লোকের মুখে দুই দিন নাম শুনিতে পাই পাব ইতি চিরন্তন তোমার বাবা শ্রী ভক্তি বিনোদ সো ফর টু অর থ্রি ডেজ অর ওয়ান অর টু ডেজ অ্যাট লিস্ট আই বি এবল টু হিয়ার দ্য হোলি নেমস ফ্রম দ্য মাউথ অফ এ গুড বৈষ্ণব ইয়র Father with eternal blessings, Sri Bhaktivinoda. Right? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki? So in this way, right before his disappearance, which we are celebrating today, he was of all, among all, you know, he was a very well-known person. He could have written to anybody. His house would have been filled with Vaishnavas in 10 minutes. But he chose to write to somebody and say, please come here. The time of my passing is near. Somehow, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was not able to come and meet his father before his passing. He came after. The news reached him late. And to his distress, Saraswati Thakur found out that they had already burnt the body of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And whether one is a grihastha or a sannyasi or a vanprastha or a babaji or, you know, without any varnashram, avadhuta, the body of a pure Vaishnava is transcendental. On their passing, it is put in Samadhi. And Saraswati Thakur was very upset. Why did you do this? Oh, this is Bengali custom. I said, you know, do you realize that the person you're dealing with is above, much, much above Bengal and Bengali customs? What to do? So Saraswati Thakur took the ashes of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and brought it to Sri Mayapur Dham and buried it and built a small samadhi which we still see today. So if you enter, those of you who've been to Mayapur, once you enter Yogapit, the main gate, on the right side you will see a small memorial, and that is where the ashes of Bhaktivinoda Thakur are buried. And in Calcutta they had a little, you know, they kept some of his belongings, like a living samadhi, his bed, his room for deity worship. And then, as happens, Srila Prabhupada says, after the passing of any great acharya, there is some confusion. So many of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's disciples were not agreement with one another. They began to fight. And just like Srila Prabhupada did after the passing of his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur similarly established the Gaudiya Math to preach to a new audience of people and protect them from the old politics that was going on. That's how the Gaudiya Math was born. But while Bhaktivinoda Thakur was alive, he kept emphasizing these very basic principles. Human life is very rare. Very, very rare. You know, what are the... I heard recently that there are more number of bugs on this planet Earth, I think two or three times the human population. Right? So if you thought, you know, we are the big ones and the main ones, think again. There are so many bugs out there. What were the chances that we would become human? What were the chances? Even for somebody who is not from the traditions of Sanatana Dharma, who don't accept reincarnation, seriously, what are the chances? Right? You know, I keep hearing from various places, YOLO. Have you heard of that? YOLO? You only live once. Except we Vaishnavas add a footnote saying, again and again. We only live once again. So our philosophy is a little different, that we get multiple chances because the Lord, the universe, Mother Nature, however you want to put it, is kind and we get many opportunities. But even then, what are the chances of being human? We forget about it, but Thakur sings about it. Janani jathare chilamo jakhono bishona bandhano pashe. Akabar prabhu dekha diya tumi bonchile din dashe. So we forget the time we were inside the womb. Each one of us in this room were inside a womb for 9 months. It was claustrophobic. We wanted to get out. And we were made to wait. And we did not know how the clock works. We did not know what time was. And it was like an eternal wait. Except when we fell asleep. And some brief moments of joy here and there maybe. You know, recognizing family. You know, little the baby inside the womb can recognize human voices. They know their mother's voice. We were there. And we've forgotten about it. And right now we are experiencing this, whether we like it or not. We'll go through another portal. And this version of life that we are familiar with will not stay the same, just as life within the womb is not there anymore. I keep saying that inside the womb, your mouth was somewhere else. Today it's your belly button. Right? When we were inside the womb, we didn't have to use our mouth to eat. The food was automatic. Mother ate, it came through the belly button. And we were nourished. And we have forgotten about it. We are here today. We're eating with our mouths, enjoying taste. One day it's going to go. It's not going to stay. And so there are repeated cycles through which we are constantly moving. Except here we assume two things that are, I believe, our life's biggest mistakes. First thing we believe is time is on our side. That we think that this is going to keep going on and we are going to keep building and, you know, keep making life comfortable. And when death comes, it comes, and hopefully by Krishna's grace it will be pleasurable. Or at least nice. Good luck, my friend. I just met with a devotee in Shands. He's dying alone. His family doesn't come to see him. And I was sitting and singing Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs for him and he was in tears. Right? And I was thinking I'll be with the blink of an eye, this is how time goes. If I'm lucky, I'll be here. If I'm lucky, I'll have somebody singing these songs for me. We don't know. I had many close shaves. I skid on black ice in 2017. Bad car accident. I thought I was gone. You know, my life flashed in front of my eyes. And, okay, surrender. What to do? At that moment, you know, if you have a close call, if anybody has a near-death experience or a close call, you know. It's not funny. And it's very sudden. Not everybody gets prior warning. If you do, then you're lucky. That's the first mistake we make. We think we have all the time on our side. And the second mistake, which, of course, I'm guilty of both, and I keep looking at the great examples of our previous acharyas and Vaishnavas like yourself. The second mistake we make is we think we are very significant. you know, somehow we mean something. And my spiritual master, Kamal Krishna Goswami, often used to repeat an incident he experienced with Srila Prabhupada, where Prabhupada asked him to get the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he brought it to his spiritual master, and he says, you see, this book cover shows the spiritual sky, and the material sky is only 1/4 of the entire spiritual existence. And within that, there are innumerable multiverses. And within one medium-sized universe, there are billions of galaxies. Within one galaxy, there is one medium solar system. In that, there is a medium-sized planet called Earth, and a country called the United States, and a city called Los Angeles, and a small neighborhood called La Cienega Boulevard, and one temple. And the temple commander, Kamal Krishna, thinks he is the master of everything. So, he used to say that to us sometimes, that sometimes we think like that. And he says, that's the other mistake. And so from this letter from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I see that he is teaching us, this is my personal realization of reading this letter, that number one, we do not have time on our side. And number two, we are not that significant. And so, given all of that, what should we do? Well, the answer is here too. Dham darshan. To witness with your eyes, if you have sight. To experience with your inner eyes, if you have developed that internal sight. The beautiful abode of the Lord. He said, I wanted to see the dham before I passed away. To travel to the places associated with the pastimes of the Lord are very significant. Right? Otherwise, you know, every day the sun gets up and, you know, all land is real estate. But there are some places that are special, some days that are special, because they enhance our devotion. And to see the face of a pure devotee, why? Just to see? No. To hear the holy names from their mouth. Shuddha Vaishnava Mukhe Naam. And so that is very significant. The most significant thing, if you ask Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one's life, because right before he is passing away, he is saying that, no, send me a good Vaishnava. I want to hear Naam from their mouth. And most importantly, it is, there are two words Rupa Goswami points out in his transcendental literatures, sa-ridaya and su-ridaya. Sa-ridaya means those who are same-hearted, those who have a similar disposition to us that enhances our service to the Lord. Sa-ridaya means dear friend. And su-ridaya means good-hearted. If one is not good-hearted, dear friend, then one's meditation on the Lord will break. And therefore it is important that good Vaishnavas be Suridaya and Saridaya. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was, of course, Saridaya, because for years and years and years, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur published his works, Saraswati Thakur was right beside him, doing the proofreading, making sure, you know, the Shastric references are there, making sure the points are being made in a strong way, right? That is a dear friend, even though he is a son. And Suridaya, good-hearted. In the, whatever Bhaktivinoda Thakur was doing, Saraswati Thakur was enhancing that service. And that is what great devotees do to each other, right? So that is the conclusion of my realizations on that letter. I have another letter from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and this letter was 203 pages long. Has anybody seen a letter that long? 203 pages long. He wrote this letter at his retirement. And in this letter, he outlines his entire life. And he gave it to one of his children to be shared among his close friends and followers. So he made sure this should not go out to the outside public, so really for devotees. So I'll read one page from his letter. So the previous letter was right before he was passing away. And for those of you who do not know this, in 1907, he had a major stroke and half his body became paralyzed. His left side wouldn't work. And he took that as a great blessing of the Lord. He said, okay, now Krishna is asking me to slow down. Like, when we lose use of half our body, do we feel great? No. But this is the vision of a person in transcendence. They look at things from a different vantage point. And so when he was paralyzed, he said, okay, Krishna has taken away the left side, so I have the right side left. And it's time for me to stop moving around too much, sit in one place and chant Hare Krishna. And he started writing with whatever energy he had left, Swaniyam Dvadashakam, a book he did not finish. But whatever he started was brilliant. 12 rules for my own meditation. Right? And some of it is still there online. You can go and take a look at it. And now we move from the Antya Leela of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to reminiscing, in his words, his Bala Leela, childhood pastimes. Thakur is talking about his school days. How many of us remember our school days? Was it fun? He's talking about his school days with a lot of nostalgia. He says, Shaddar Porua ke Guru Mahashaya Chori Mariten. So the class monitor used to get caned by the teacher. Sheya Shakal ke Mariku. And then that monitor used to cane the rest of us. Patshala hoite, and he's talking about his village school in his childhood in Birnagar. Patshala hoite kono karjer jonno anuposthit thakile hoile shudhu thutu feliya jaite hoto. So if you had to excuse yourself from school, you had to spit on the ground and go. You know what that meant? So if you spit on the ground, will it stay for very long? Huh? It'll dry. So if you had to excuse yourself from the classroom, you had to come back before it dried. That was the class rule. So if he asked the teacher, can I please be excused? He said, spit here and go. So if it dries up before you come back, then you will be punished. Patshalaya lekha porar pranali erupi chilo. This was the method of education at school. Ottonto shishu chhatragon talpatay koilar kalite ka kha ittadi likhito. The ones who are very small used to take a banana leaf, make ink out of coal, charcoal, and write the alphabets ka kha like ABCD on the banana leaf. Because it was cheap material, paper was expensive. Jahara ei bochhor likhiyachen tahara kolapatate onko koshiten. Those who had written the letters for 1 year were then allowed to do mathematics and banana leaves after that. Because you know there are so many banana leaves, you go and cut a leaf and you have something to write on. Poribokko balok shokol jomidari sherestay jomakharosh likhite shikha koriten. And those who were mature in their education were taught how to write accounts in a jomindari. Jomindari means a system of feudal lordship. Right? They were small landholders who owned a few villages and sponsored schools. They had to keep accounts. So the once the kids at school knew something of mathematics and writing, they were allowed to do accounting for the jomindars.
তাহারা সময় সময় গুরু মহাশয়ের দৃষ্টি গোচরে মুকদ্দমার বিচার শিক্ষা করিতেন.
সো হোয়াট দে ইউজ টু ডু ইন ফ্রন্ট অফ আওয়ার টিচার, দে ইউজ টু ডু মক কোর্টস অ্যান্ড পাস জাজমেন্টস, রাইট? বিকজ লেটার হি বিকেম আ জাজ, হি ইজ নাও রিমেম্বারিং ওয়েন হি ওয়াজ আ চাইল্ড অ্যাট স্কুল ইন ফ্রন্ট অফ দ্য টিচার দে ইউজ টু প্লে কোর্ট.
ছোট ছোট বালক নালিশ করিলে সাক্ষী সাবুদ লইয়া তাহারা তাহাদের মোকদ্দমা বিচার হইত.
লিটল চিলড্রেন ইউজ টু কাম অ্যান্ড কমপ্লেন, অ্যান্ড সো দেন দ্য জব ওয়াজ টু কালেক্ট এভিডেন্স, আস্ক কোয়েশ্চেন্স, অ্যান্ড দেন পাস অন আ জাজমেন্ট.
অবশেষে দণ্ডবিধান হইত, অ্যান্ড অ্যাট দি এন্ড দে ওয়াজ দ্য পানিশমেন্ট ওয়াজ ডিক্লেয়ার্ড. সমস্ত হুকুমে গুরু মহাশয়ের মঞ্জুরি লইতে হতো, হইত. অন এভরি জাজমেন্ট the permission of the teacher had to be taken. So the teacher was observing and they were playing court at school.
Danda anek prokar chilo. There were many kinds of punishments.
Kan mola, that means twisting of the ears. Chor means a slap on the cheek. Bet means caning. Narugopal. Narugopal is a difficult one to explain, but I'll try. You know Gopal who was crawling? And then we have the deity of Gopal holding a big laddu like that. So the punishment was, you get into a position as if you are crawling and keep your hand up like you are holding a laddu, but there is no laddu. And if you are standing like that, like a deity, for some time your hand begins to pain. That is the punishment. So after court, they used to have punishment like that.
আমরা গুরু মহাশয়কে যম রূপে দেখিতাম. উই ইউজ টু লুক অ্যাট আপ লুক আপ টু আওয়ার গুরু লাইক হি ওয়াজ দ্য গড অফ ডেথ হিমসেলফ.
সর্দার পড়ুয়া দিক গিয়ে যমের কর্মচারী রূপে বিচার করিতাম.
এন্ড দেয়ার ফর হিজ ডিরেক্ট অ্যাসিস্ট্যান্টস ওয়ার লাইক দি এমপ্লয়িজ অফ দ্য লর্ড অফ ডেথ, দ্য ক্লাস মনিটর.
এবং কখনো কখনো গুরু মহাশয়ের ইচ্ছা মতে মোকদ্দমা প্রস্তুত করিত.
বিকজ ফ্রম টাইম টু টাইম on the desire of our teacher, they used to just call court. Imagine you go to the class, you're having, you know, you're writing your ABCDs and your 1, 2, 3, 4s with charcoal on banana leaf, and then suddenly the teacher, you know, some two kids are fighting, and the teacher decides, okay, now we're going to have court. Immediately everybody starts getting into court, and you know, somebody has to come and file a complaint, somebody becomes an advocate, the advocate has to cross-question, right? And the teacher is just laying there and watching the fun. And then somebody says, okay, you are punished like this. And then they turn to the teacher and says, can we punish this person? The teacher says, okay, sure, go ahead. Which one is it? Oh, it's a light, you know, offense. Just a little twist in the ear is good. Right? So he says, our school was like that.
কোনো বালকের দ্বারা নালিশ করাইয়া অকারণ মিথ্যা সাক্ষী দিগের বাক্যে অন্য বালক দিগকে দণ্ড দিত.
And so what these class monitors used to do is, just for fun, they would make some children go and complain falsely.
Mithya sakshi, no, false evidence. And get some other kids punished.
Sutarang, amra kono prokare nisthar pot na dekhiya sardar poruadike santosh rakhibar jotno koritam. Therefore, finding no other way out, we used to be very careful to keep our teacher happy. Right? I'll stop here today. It's almost 9. Thank you very much for this opportunity to discuss some pastimes of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, some words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his realizations. We can take a couple of short questions and then call it a day. Yes.
Thank you very much, Prabhu, for this nice presentation. You said that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to hear the name the name recited from the pure Vaishnava at his in his deathbed. We have the recorded sound of Srila Prabhupada chanting. Is that equally as potent or?
I would think so.
Okay. Technology has made it such.
I mean, we are reading the direct words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and experiencing something in our heart. Hmm. Now, when he was there, audio recording technology was not invented yet. And yet, you know, print technology was there. And by the grace of that technology, we are experiencing his words. Mm-hmm. Right? So now when audio technology was invented, and Srila Prabhupada as an acharya used it, it should have the same effect on the heart if we, if we know who Srila Prabhupada is. That's my realization. Of course, I'm happy to be corrected.
Also, can you say who this Vaishnav is who's dying alone in Shams?
I can tell you after.
Okay.
Haribol, thank you very much for your wonderful lecture. An auspicious day, and also like to mention this Srila Gadadhar Pandit appearance day, which is the worshipful deity of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaur Gadadhar. Mm. So we usually, with all due respects, we always mention a little bit of pastimes of Gadadhar also in the lecture. And there's a strong connection, Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Even Prabhupada mentioned in one lecture that the same year the Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent the book, his book, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, His Life and Precepts. He sent it to many universities. And Prabhupada said that year, the same year that I was appear, his born day,
yes,
1896. So there's a strong connection there, Prabhupada said. He mentioned in one lecture, Srila Prabhupada. So this was very auspicious too.
Thank you. Yes, Gadadhar. Of course, Gadadhar Pandit is an integral part of the Panchatattva. And we wouldn't have a movement if it wasn't for him. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur particularly worshipped Gaur Gadadhar in his personal home. Right? In outside, whatever forms of the Lord he worshipped, inside his home in Mayapur, he worshipped Gaur Gadadhar. Because Gadadhar Pandit loves Sriman Mahaprabhu with the same dedication as Srimati Radharani loves Sri Krishna. And the presence of Gadadhar Pandit in our movement is incalculable. But in many years back, when I was doing this manuscript research, one pandit showed me a manuscript which was the Bhagavatam copied by Gadadhar Pandit, and there were margin notes. And he asked me, "Do you know whose handwriting the margin notes are in?" And I said, "No, I have no idea. I'm reading for the first time." He says, "All our ancestors have testified that this is Mahaprabhu's handwriting." So Gadadhar Pandit wrote down the Bhagavat and Mahaprabhu wrote the foot, like the little notes around it. That's how important Gadadhar Pandit is. If Srimad Bhagavatam is Sri Krishna himself, written in the handwriting of Gadadhar Pandit, just imagine. Right? And then Mahaprabhu embellished it with his own handwriting. Bhaktivinoda Thakur kept explaining that Gadai Gauranga Jaya Janahua Jivan, these three personalities, Gadadhar Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, were similar age. So among the Panchatattva, Srivas Thakur was a little senior. And Advaita Acharya was even more senior. So the three of them out of the five were tighter together. Right? So thank you for reminding us and extracting that answer from Hare Krishna. There was one more devotee and then we can finish.
Hare Krishna, thank you. I was thinking what you said about time and how we can make a mistake that time is on our side. But I noticed as we get older and we see devotees leaving and we have our own health crises, that the sense of dwindling time becomes an asset and helps us to feel an urgency.
Mm. Thank you, yeah. I realize this too. I mean, I'm in my early 40s. I've yet to experience, but I've experienced some of it. When we are younger, we don't think. We think, you know, time is so slow. Why can't I grow old and enjoy, have fun like the rest of them? Right? And then it hits us hard. Yeah. All right. It's 9 o'clock, breakfast time. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Radha Prabhu ki jai. Swami Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai.